You will hear a tour guide talking to a group of tourists about a coach trip. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your tour guide for today. We've made a change to the trip we usually make on Thursdays. I hope none of you will mind. We're still going to visit the beautiful town of Brampton with its old university, and there'll be time to look round that as usual. But today, because we have a lot of children here this week, we're also going to a wildlife park, which a colleague of mine has recommended. On the way to Brampton, we'll drive through some beautiful countryside. We'll go over the mountain and we'll have a lovely view of the lake from the top. We'll stop there for a few minutes so you can take some photos. In the next valley, we'll have a break for coffee. There's a cafe near a beautiful waterfall, and if any of you want to go for a walk, you can. We'll get to Brampton at about 11:30. It's a lovely town. We'll start by taking a guided tour of the university, which was built in the 17th century. Then there'll be time for all of you to have a look at the shops. Most people come to Brampton nowadays for the shops, but it's the university that made the town famous. If you don't want to look at the shops, I suggest you visit the museum. After lunch, we'll get back on the coach and go to the wildlife park. We need to stay in the coach while we drive round because we'll see lions in the park, which can obviously be dangerous. Tell your children not to expect it to be like the zoo. The animals are sometimes hiding in the trees. I know some friends of mine have seen some tigers, but I've never seen them. And I'm afraid they no longer have any monkeys, but you may see some giraffes. We'll leave the wildlife park at 5:30. The journey back takes about 1.25 hours, so we'll return to the hotel at 7:15. There'll just be time for you to change before dinner at 7:15. Now then, before we get on the bus, if anyone wants to ask any questions, I'll try to answer them. I'm going to give each of you an information sheet about the places we're going to visit. Some of you were on yesterday's trip with me, and I know you found the information sheet helpful. So, if we just move over here...
Now listen again.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your tour guide for today. We've made a change to the trip we usually make on Thursdays. I hope none of you will mind. We're still going to visit the beautiful town of Brampton with its old university, and there'll be time to look round that as usual. But today... Because we have a lot of children here this week, we're also going to a wildlife park, which a colleague of mine has recommended. On the way to Brampton, we'll drive through some beautiful countryside. We'll go over the mountain and we'll have a lovely view of the lake from the top. We'll stop there for a few minutes so you can take some photos. In the next valley... We'll have a break for coffee. There's a cafe near a beautiful waterfall, and if any of you want to go for a walk, you can. We'll get to Brampton at about 11:30. It's a lovely town. We'll start by taking a guided tour of the university, which was built in the 17th century. Then there'll be time for all of you to have a look at the shops. Most people come to Brampton nowadays for the shops, but it's the university that made the town famous. If you don't want to look at the shops, I suggest you visit the museum. After lunch, we'll get back on the coach and go to the wildlife park. We need to stay in the coach while we drive round because we'll see lions in the park, which can obviously be dangerous. Tell your children not to expect it to be like the zoo. The animals are sometimes hiding in the trees. I know some friends of mine have seen some tigers, but I've never seen them. And I'm afraid they no longer have any monkeys. But you may see some giraffes. We'll leave the wildlife park at 5:30. The journey back takes about 1.25 hours, so we'll return to the hotel at 7:15. There'll just be time for you to change before dinner at 7:15. Now then, before we get on the bus, if anyone wants to ask any questions, I'll try to answer them. I'm going to give each of you an information sheet about the places we're going to visit. Some of you were on yesterday's trip with me, and I know you found the information sheet helpful. So, if we just move over here...
This is the end of part one. Now look at part two.
You will hear someone talking on the radio about a competition. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3.